number one ladies' detective agency. Written and dramatised by Alexander McCall Smith. Episode 2. The Saturday Big Tent Wedding.
You know, my friends, there are some people whose lives are simple. They get up in the morning, eat their breakfast, and go off to work. They do their work, they come home. They eat their dinner, and then they go to bed. That is their day. Lucky people. My life is not like that. Oh, I get up in the morning and eat my breakfast, but that is when everything starts to get more complicated. Then the questions and the problems start knocking on my door. What are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? So many problems. The case I was involved in was one of these problems. I had been approached by a man called Mueti, a farmer, who had lost two of his cattle. Not lost in the sense of wandering off, which cattle can do at any time, but in the sense of dying. These poor cattle had been attacked by some person who had cut their legs from underneath them. Such cruelty. It makes my blood boil to think that such a thing can happen in Botswana. Our Botswana that is so peaceful a country. I wanted to help this man find out who had done this wicked, wicked thing. But I was not sure that I could do very much. But then it seemed that he had planted a clue, a key ring that he claimed he had never seen before, but that I was sure he had dropped. And that made me wonder. And I was still wondering when Mr. Moeti came to see me in the office.
Coco, may I come in, Maramotswe?
Yes, Ra, please come in. We are open.
Ah, so I see. And, Mama Kutsi. Good morning.
Mama Kutsi will make you tea, Ra.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that is very kind. So, this is where you solve all those problems. This is where you sort everything out.
We try, but there are some cases that we find very difficult to sort out, Ra. Unless, of course...
Unless there are clues. Yes, I can see that. You know this case of mine, Maramotswe?
I do indeed, Ra. I've been thinking about it.
And so have I, Ma. I've been thinking very hard. And I think that I have had a breakthrough. Yeah, a real breakthrough.
Well, that's very interesting, Ra.
Yes, it is, isn't it? You remember that key ring?
I do. Do you remember that key ring, Mama Kutsi?
I think I do.
Well, here's the interesting thing, Maramotswe. I think I know where that comes from.
You know that, Ra? That's a very important thing.
Yes, that's what I thought.
So, where does it come from?
My neighbor.
Your neighbor?
Mr. Fortitude Seleo. Let me explain, Ma. Mr. Seleo has that factory down in Lobatse where he makes salt lick for cattle. Mm-hmm. He has the customers all over Botswana. And do you know what he gives them? He gives them a key ring.
Thank you.
That key ring. Yeah, thank you.
So are you saying that he dropped it? Is that what you're saying?
Ah, exactly. That is exactly what I am saying. This thing, this attack on my cattle was carried out by my neighbor.
Tell me about him, Ra.
He's not a good farmer, Ma. That's the problem. So when his fences fall down, he doesn't bother to fix them. But he lets his cattle wander wherever they like.
You must be a very patient man, Ra.
Yeah, I am a very patient man, Ma. That is true. But even a patient man sometimes loses his patience, Ma. Especially when I asked him to fix a fence. And he said, that fence is your responsibility, Ra. Do not ask me to fix a fence that is not mine. Those were his actual words, Ma. Can you believe it?
Well, it does not sound helpful.
I had to take a big breath because I was so angry that I had forgotten to breathe. And all my oxygen was gone. He is a man who makes you use up all your oxygen when you are with him, Ma. He makes people run out of oxygen. And then they fall over and he has won. There are many people like that, Ma. Many people like that.
Well, Mr. Moeti, I think we should leave it at that. You have given us a great deal to think about.
I have given you the name of the culprit, Ma.
Perhaps we shall have to think. So goodbye then, and we shall be in touch.
Goodbye, Mara Motswe, and goodbye to you too, Mama Kutsi.
Bara.
Well.
Yes, well.
There's something very odd going on, Mama Kutsi.
Very odd, Mara Motswe. And in my opinion, it is that man who is odd. He's lying if you ask me.
Mm.
And there's another thing. I don't think that man was really frightened.
I agree, Mama Kutsi. He was not a frightened man. A rude man, yes, but not a frightened one.
And Mr. Fortitude Saliu?
I would imagine that he is an ordinary man who has the misfortune to have a farm next to Mr. Moeti's farm.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to think, Ma. But what I actually think is something quite different.
What is that, Ma?
I think that he's probably rude too. So put two cats in a box, and what do? They fight, Ma. That's what they do. But let's not think about that too much, Ma. There's always too much fighting. Let's think about something more positive.
But it's our job, Ma.
Yes, but it's also our job to think about weddings.
Oh, I'll be seeing Futi this evening. He's coming around for dinner.
That will be very romantic, Ma. Those shoes, the broken heels. Have you told him about those yet?
Not quite.
Not quite?
Well, not at all.
I think you should.
Yes, I think you're right.
He won't mind. He can afford it.
I feel ashamed. Eh? Those lovely shoes, ruined within minutes. Now then, Futi, look what I've cooked for you.
You're a miracle worker, Grace. A man comes in from hard day's work, and there on the table is the meal he's been dreaming about all day. Potatoes, beef, beans. What more could anybody want?
You deserve it, Futi.
And you have so many other things to think about at the moment. Our wedding, it's getting very close now, Ma, isn't it? How many days?
Oh, I don't like to count. It's close, though.
We must make more plans.
I've made a list. There is one column of things for you to do and one of things for me to do.
Very good idea. But before we go into all that, you must tell me what you're wearing. What about your shoes? Have you bought them yet?
Oh, those shoes. It's very important to get the right shoes. You know, I was looking at a picture of a bride in a magazine the other day. And do you know, she was wearing a pink dress and bright yellow shoes. Bright yellow shoes, Futi. She looked ridiculous. I laughed and laughed. And so did Mara Motswe.
Yes, very silly. She should have worn pink shoes to go with her pink dress. Or maybe a yellow dress to go with her yellow shoes. But did you buy those shoes?
Shoes? Oh, yes, those shoes. Yes, they are very nice. You know, I've been wondering about your suit. Should we have it dry cleaned now and put away in one of those plastic bags? You know, should we...
It has been dry cleaned already.
Oh.
It is in a bag in a cupboard.
Oh.
It is very safe. But what about those shoes? Did you buy them after all?
You are a handsome man, Futi.
No, I'm just an ordinary man. Very ordinary.
No.
Those shoes.
No. You are one of the most handsome men in Botswana. That is what people say, you know.
I think there are many much more handsome men than me. Many. There definitely are. Those shoes...
I'd like to kiss you, Futi. Don't be shy. There.
I'm happy that I kissed you.
Oh.
I'm very happy.
Oh. With reference to that kiss?
Yes.
Is it possible there may be another one?
Of course, Futi. There are many more kisses, eh? Many, many kisses.
So, Mama Kutsi, so look out, you silly man. Some drivers these days, ma.
They are very foolish.
Yeah.
Rush, rush, rush. The place they're going to isn't going to go away.
That's just what I think. My old van might have been slow.
Your but... old van, ma. I am sure I saw it. I'm sure I was not mistaken.
I'm sure I saw it too, ma. You cannot mistake these things.
So it is here, somewhere.
Maybe we will see it again, ma. We can hope. But maybe it is better for us not to see it, because I will never get it back, I think. I loved that van, Mama Kutsi.
I know, ma. I know you loved it. Are you sure this will be the right school?
Yes. That little boy on the farm.
Impu?
Yes, the head boy. Mr. Mweti said that he went to school on most days, and if that's the case, then this is the school closest to the farm. This is where we'll find him. Do you think I can park here?
The children are inside. Listen.
We'll go and knock. I do not see an office.
Oh, there would be no office in a school this small. Just one teacher, I think. Oh, here he is, ma. He's coming over. He's very short.
Hush, Mama Kutsi.
But he is, ma. Look.
Good morning, Ra. We didn't mean to disturb your lessons.
I do not mind, ma. When you are a teacher, it's always good to have a break. What can I do for you?
I am Mara Motswe. I'm a private detective.
The number one ladies detective agency in Habaroni. And I am Grace Makutsi, associate detective.
We were hoping, Ra, to speak to one of the children.
One of my children here?
Yes. There's a boy called Mpo. He comes from a farm over that way.
Mpo? Yes, that is one of our children.
Is he here right now?
He is in there. Does that boy know something?
I think he might, Ra.
I can fetch him for you.
Please, do that.
He's very short, ma. It must take him a long time to walk to work each day with those very short legs.
Mama Kutsi. Shh. He's coming back. Hello, Mpo. Do you remember who I am? Don't you remember? I am the lady who came to the farm. You showed me where you found those poor cattle, remember?
Speak to the lady, Mpo. He's very shy, ma.
Then maybe I should speak to him just by himself?
That will not be necessary, ma. Mpo is not frightened of me. Are you, Mpo?
Maybe he can't speak.
Of course he can speak. You speak to these ladies now, Mpo.
Let him be. You come with me, Mpo. Just with me. We'll go for a little walk. Come along now. There we are. It's better if it's just us, don't you think? Now then, Mpo, you do remember me, don't you?
Yes, ma.
Good. Now, when I saw you last time, I thought that you were a bit frightened of something. I don't want you to be frightened now. You won't be frightened, will you? Sometimes, you know, it's better to talk about something rather than to keep it inside you. And I won't tell anybody that you have spoken to me. I promise you that.
You promise, ma?
I promise.
That is good. So Ra Mweti won't know.
He won't know, Mpo. I promise you. So, you saw Ra Mweti harm his own cattle? Is that what you saw?
No, ma.
So what did you see? You did see something, didn't you?
I'm sorry. I did it, ma.
Did what?
I cut those cattle. It was me.
You, Mpo? You did it?
I'm very sorry, ma.
But why? Why did you harm those cattle? You were the herd boy. You were meant to look after them.
Because Ram Muete is a bad man, Ma. He has done bad things to my mother.
I see.
I won't do it again, Ma.
I should hope not.
And you promised not to tell anybody. You promised.
I can see how you felt angry when you saw your mother being harmed. But you can't go and do something like that, even if you think that man deserved it. It is not the way we do things in Botswana. Do you understand?
I understand, Ma.
All right. You go back into the classroom now. And, by the way, do you like your teacher? What is his name?
He is Mr. Modese. Yes, I like him, Ma. Even if he's very small. My mother likes him too, Ma. She does not mind that he is very small.
You go back in now, Impo.
There were still one or two other things that had to be sorted out. Charlie, for example. Charlie had disappeared after Mama Kutsi had confronted him over that girl, Prudence, whom he had deserted after the birth of her twins. I was worried about this and decided that I should visit Prudence to see if there was anything I could do to sort out this delicate situation. I have come to see Prudence, Ma. I believe this is her house.
Yes, Ma. This is her place. I am the woman who works here.
May I see her, please?
If you want to see her, Ma, then you can see her. She's along this way. Please, follow me. In here, Ma. Prudence, there is somebody to see you, this woman.
I am Mara Motswe, Ma. I hope that I am not disturbing you.
No, you're not disturbing me, Ma. Nothing ever happens around here, so I don't mind it when people come to see me. But what is it? You come to sell insurance. I don't need any.
I have come to see you, Ma. I know Charlie, you see.
Oh, yes, Charlie. Yeah. How is Charlie these days?
He's very well. You must be cross with him, Ma.
Cross with Charlie? Why should I be cross with Charlie?
The babies, the twins.
What have they got to do with it?
I thought... I heard that Charlie was the father. That is what I heard.
Charlie? Oh, no. Charlie is not the father. No, it's not him.
Some other man, then?
Ah, yes, some other man. He is a pilot. He flies up in Mon, those small planes that go to the safari camps. He's Kenyan. I go to get married in a few months' time, at long last.
Does Charlie know about this?
About me getting married?
Yes. About the twins and this other man, the Kenyan.
Charlie doesn't think that he's the father of these babies, does he?
He may, I'm afraid. In fact, I think he definitely does.
Well, he's wrong. I never told him he was the father. I told him I was pregnant, that's all.
But you told your parents that Charlie was the father.
I didn't say that, Ma. Not exactly. Maybe they thought that themselves because I was seeing Charlie at the time.
And they didn't know about the other man?
Maybe not.
I see. Well, Ma... I'm not a person who likes to accuse other people, but I don't think you behave very well.
I never told Charlie anything. I never said
yes,
that.
Yes, well, I think we should leave it at that, Ma. I think I should be on my way now.
Well, say hello to Charlie for me, Ma. Tell him that I think about him a lot. Maybe he should come and see me sometime, but he should phone first.
I will.
Oh, and if you'd like something to eat before you go, I can get it. The babies are still sleeping.
You must be very proud of them, Ma.
Ah, I am, but they eat a lot. You know, I'm having another one, by the way. Oh, God, look at the time. My mother's maid will show you out. She's a very lazy woman, Ma.
So, you finished talking to her. Yeah, come this way, Ma, so that we don't disturb those babies of hers.
That girl doesn't seem to care about things, does she?
She's seeing two men, Ma. One is the man she's going to marry. The other is another man altogether. I know these things. I see these things.
It is very bad.
She is a bad girl. It is very unfair. She has all those... She has good parents, and she has their money, their food, and all the time she is bad. It is unfair, Ma.
Do not feel too bad about it, my sister. I know what you mean.
Sometimes I think that God has forgotten me.
He hasn't, Ma. You must never think that. His love is always there, Ma. Always there. You've heard what I said, Ma?
I heard you, Ma.
Here's a little present for you, Ma. 50 pula. No, you must take it. I want you to have it.
I have a little boy.
Then tonight he will have a good meal, I think. Huh?
Oh, Maramotsui, I didn't expect you back so soon. I haven't quite finished that letter. Almost, but not quite.
Finish it later, Ma. It isn't urgent. Put on the kettle, please. I have some good news.
Ah, good news for me.
No.
It's for me.
No. It's for Charlie. Not that he really deserves it, I suppose. But he will be very happy when he hears this. He has no twins.
They do not exist.
They exist, all right. But they're not Charlie's. That girl Prudence was... Well, there was another father altogether. Not Charlie at all.
So... He'll come back here.
I think he will. And Mama Kutsi, try to be nice to him.
He is a very irresponsible boy, going about almost having twins.
Just be kind to him. He's young, he's foolish. All of us were young and foolish once. Maybe things will be different when he's married. If any girl accepts him.
Oh, weddings, Ma. Weddings are such a headache.
You are worried? I'm sure that everything will be all right on the day.
Oh, it won't, Ma. It won't. I keep making lists. And every list is longer than the list before. And so I strike things out. And then I realize that there are other things that need to be done. And the list is as long as ever, if not longer.
You're right about lists, Ma. Weddings involve many lists.
And at night... I lie awake and try to make lists in my head, which goes round and round, and one list runs into another, and there are new lists that I think of, and so it goes on. I'm at the end of my tether, Ma Ramotsui.
Calm down, Ma. Huh? Just take a deep breath.
Maybe I should write that at the top of every list. Eh? Take a deep breath.
Have you thought of getting help?
Going to a doctor, Ma? Is that what you're saying I should do?
No. Getting the help of some friend. Some lady who's good at getting things done. There are many ladies like that, I think.
You, Maramotswe? But you have all those problems with the Moeti case and this, that, and the next thing. And your ghost van and so on.
Thank you. No, I wasn't thinking of myself, Ma. I was thinking of a lady who is very well known for her ability to organize people. Huh? A lady who is accustomed to giving orders.
You mean?
Yes, Ma Potokwane.
But I haven't invited her to the wedding. She's bossy.
Which is exactly what you want, Ma. Invite her to the wedding and then say, and by the way, Ma, could you possibly help me with some of the organization? Ma Potokwane would never be able to resist such an invitation. You try it, Mama Kutsi. You just try it.
I'm not sure. Maybe there
you might... think about it, Ma. I'm going out now. I'm going to have a word with Mr. Moeti's neighbor, Mr. Fortitude Seleo. I need to talk to him about our friend Moeti.
Frankly, Maru Matsui, everything that man has told you is nonsense. The real situation is quite different. It's not my cattle who go onto his land. It's his that come onto mine. It's not my fences that are down. It's his. You know, I don't think that anybody can understand that man, Moeti. He is impossible.
He may seem impossible, Ra. But you know, my work as a private detective has brought me into contact with all sorts of people. And usually, there's some way of getting through to them. Even to the most difficult.
But I have tried with him. I've spoken to him about the fences time and time again. And I get nowhere. Nowhere, Maru Matsue. It all ends up in a fight, shouting and yelling and so on. I don't like that sort of thing. I really don't.
Neither do I, Ra. But we need to ask ourselves, why is he so difficult? Can you tell me something? What are his cattle like? My late father always used to say, if you want to know what's troubling a man, look at his cattle.
Oh, his cattle? They are poor, pathetic creatures, ma. He's a useless farmer, Muet, really hopeless. Sorry to have to say that, but he is. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
And a man who doesn't know what he's doing will have cattle who don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. You know, they are hungry, those poor beasts. That's why they keep coming onto my land. You know, if I were his cattle, ma, I'd want to get away too. I'd want to emigrate to Namibia or something like that.
While your own cattle, Ra?
Oh, my own cattle are in very good condition. Fat, sleek, first-class cattle.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think he feels when he sees your cattle?
I don't know, ma. I've never been able to understand that man.
I think he may feel very sad, Ra. And he will feel envious, too. People who feel envious behave very badly sometimes.
What are you trying to tell me, Maru Matsue?
You are a manufacturer of cattle lick. Hmm. I think this place is full of cattle lick.
That is what I do. It's very good cattle lick, ma. The best in the country.
How about helping him with his poor cattle, Ra? How about helping him to be a better farmer?
But he's impossible,
Make the first move. Give him some cattle lick as a present. See what that does.
He would still be impossible.
There is always a way to a man's heart, Ra. There is always
a
way.
I'm not so sure.
Which
know,
is the best, Ra? Huh? An old enemy or a new friend?
Hmm. Ma! Ma!
Hmm?
Look at what has arrived. At long last, the elder, Mr. Rarifuti, has pleasure in inviting you to the wedding of his beloved son, Futi Edgar Rarifuti, to grace Makutsi Dipsek RSVP. It doesn't actually say at long last, Maramotswe. That was just me. It just says the elder Mr. Rarifuti and so on.
I'm not sure whether that wording is quite right, but that does not matter. The important thing is that at long last, those two are getting married.
Mm.
Although, I wonder about putting RSVP so close to Dipsek. Perhaps some of the older country guests might think it is a qualification.
But these are little things. Eh? What counts is that Ma Makutsi is to become Mrs. Futi Rarifuti.
You're right, Mr. J. Albina Tekoni. I think you're right.
Coco!
Oh, Mapo Tekoni, please, come in.
Ha, you are busy, ma. All that typing.
Oh, it's nothing, ma. Just some letters. They can wait.
I had your message. And since I was passing by, I thought I might call in.
Oh, you are very kind, ma, Potekoni.
Oh, it is not hard to call in. Your kind invitation, ma. I'm very happy to accept. I always like going to weddings. They are very enjoyable occasions.
They are.
Except sometimes for the people who are getting married. Oh, they are always so worried that everything is going to turn out well. They are always worried about the organization of everything. I've seen some very anxious brides in my time.
Oh, that is all true, ma.
Mm. So when you so kindly suggested that I might help you with some of the things that need to be done, I thought, oh, that is a very good idea on Mama Kutsi's part. Because, as it happens, I am a lady who enjoys making arrangements.
Oh, that is very fortunate, ma. Ladies who enjoy making arrangements are very valuable ladies. Where would this country be without them?
In difficulty, I think, ma. So, let's get down to work. I always say that rather than make a list, you should do things first and then make a list of the things you have done.
Oh, Ma Potikwani, that is a very important insight. They never taught us that at the Botswana Secretarial College.
Ah, well, now you know, Ma Makutsi. So, what's first? What about cakes? Should I make some cakes?
I was pleased that Mr. Saleo had agreed to do what I asked him to do. I knew that it might not work, but I thought that at least it was worth trying, and I thought that it stood a good chance of improving matters. But there was still a niggling doubt in my mind about the whole case, and the more I thought about it, the more I felt that something was not quite right. And so I went to see Mpho's mother. I went in the evening, bumping along that terrible farm track in the darkness, to find her one-roomed house at the back of Moeti's place. The boy was there, but she sent him out of the room to sit by the fire until we had finished speaking. I saw his eyes as he left, and they were full of fear. I spoke to your little boy the other day, Ma. I went to the school.
Mpho? Why did you speak to him? He knows nothing.
He told me that he did it, Ma. That is what he told me.
Mpho, that's nonsense, Ma. He's just a boy. Boys do not do things like that.
That's what I thought, Ma, but he did confess.
It was not him, Ma. It was somebody else. You mustn't listen to what a child says. It was some other person.
You think so? And who would that be? Mr. Fortitude Saleo?
Not him.
Then who?
I don't know.
Then maybe Mpho is telling the truth after all.
No, no, that's... He just saw...
What, Ma? He saw what?
Nothing.
Listen, Ma. If I tell you that I won't punish anybody, will you tell me what really happened?
How can I trust you, Ma?
Look at my eyes. I will not tell anybody.
He saw a shirt with blood on it, and then he knew.
What shirt?
A shirt worn by the person who attacked the cattle.
And who was that?
A friend of mine, somebody I know.
I see. And this friend was upset by the way you had been treated by Mr. Moeti?
Yes.
A man who loved you? He did not like the way that Moeti was taking advantage of you?
Maybe.
I think definitely. And who is he, Ma?
He's a teacher.
I see. He's a teacher.
Yes. He's a kind man.
I'm sure he is. He's the teacher at this school, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, you take a message to him, Ma. This thing that he has done is terrible. It must never happen again. Never. Will you take that message to him?
I will.
And if it does, then tell him I will not be so kind next time. This will be a matter for the police.
I'm sure he will understand that, Ma. You have been very kind to us.
Miss Moretti, tell the teacher another thing. He is to take you away from this place.
He will do that. I have been the one who has wanted to stay. I needed the job, you see.
You tell the teacher to share his pay with you until you find something else. Hmm? You tell him that I am telling him to do that. Understand?
I think so. And Ma...
Yes?
Thank you.
I have been happy to help, Ma. I'm sorry that your life has not been easy. But I think that things will get better now.
I think they will, Ma.
Do not be afraid to cry, my sister. It is always best that way.
I'm glad that you encouraged me to invite Ma Potikwani to help me with my wedding. She's like a hurricane. She's in the next room right now. And there is a lot of banging of pots and some big thumping sound that I cannot make out.
Cakes? That is the sound of her cakes being taken out of their tins.
Maybe, Ma. Now I think she's chopping something, but I do not know what it is.
She will make sure that everything is all right. I remember what she did at my own wedding. She was like a general telling the Botswana Defense Force what to do. March this way, march that way, that sort of thing.
Oh. Ma Potikwani is a very bossy lady. Mm. I do not think she will let anything go wrong.
On the morning of Mama Kutsi's wedding, I awoke early. There was a long day ahead of us with many celebrations, and I wanted to get up in good time to make all my preparations. But what woke me was the sound of teacups and the voice of my husband, Mr. JLB Matakoni, telling me that it was a fine day for a wedding and that once I had drunk my tea, I should come out and look at the garden with him. I was surprised. I was normally up first. And what was there in the garden that would not wait until later? But he seemed very keen for me to do this.
Good morning, Ma Rumotsue.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Here's a surprise for you, don't you, Charlie?
Yes, that's right, Ma. Close your eyes. Mm-hmm. There is a surprise for you round here. Round at the back. It is something I have arranged with Mr. JLB Matakoni. Mm. It is a thank you. Now, open them.
My van!
Your tiny white van, Ma.
Oh, I do not know what to say. I cannot speak.
It is the same van, Ma. There. You see? That is the dent where that fence post hit you.
But we have fixed that engine at last.
Oh. Yes. Or Charlie has. He has done all the work.
It was very hard work.
Ouch!
But it will go so sweetly now.
I am a very happy lady.
That is good, Ma. Thank you for making me happy too. For speaking to Prudence.
Well, you are best out of that, Charlie. You would do well to find a nice girl and settle down with her.
Yes, Charlie. You settle down.
I will, boss. I promise. I will be a good apprentice. I will settle down one day. Maybe not just yet. One day.
Brides are always late, Ra. They are allowed to be late, as long as they arrive eventually.
Poor Futi Radifuti is looking at his watch. See? Poor man. He's wondering whether she has changed her mind.
Mama Kutsi has not changed her mind, Ra. She will be here. There she is. And look, Mr. JLB Matukuni. Look at that lovely dress and those shoes.
Charlie fixed them for her. I hope they hold. His workmanship isn't very good, you know.
As long as they carry her down the aisle and back again, that's all they need to do.
Oh, Mr. JLB Matakoni, I think I'm going to cry.
Why cry, Maramotsue? This is a happy occasion, not a sad one.
I'm crying for everything, Ra. For everything. Oh. I'm crying for the hard life that Mama Kutsi has had. I'm crying for the first time I saw her and gave her a job and for the happiness that she felt to get that job. Oh. I'm crying for the time she met Futi and saw that he was a good man. I'm crying for the fact that not everybody in this world is as happy or as fortunate as Mama Kutsi is. Oh, yes. That is why I'm crying, Ra. I'm crying because my heart is full.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together in this place to bring together in marriage two people, our brother and our sister, Futi and Grace. They are being married here because they love one another and they declare that love before you, this congregation, and before all Botswana. If there is any person who knows any reason why these two people cannot be joined together in marriage by the laws of this country, then that person must now speak. And so, I shall now ask them to exchange their vows. Futi, please, take Grace's hand. That's right. Yes. Beautiful!
Oh, there you are, Ma. I was looking for you.
I want you to get out here for some air. These wedding parties can get a bit...
stuffy, yes. And noisy, too. It is nice and quiet out here.
And cooler, too, now that the sun has gone.
And we have the sky to ourselves. Look at those stars, Ma.
Makes me dizzy. How long would it take to count all those stars?
Forever. You'd have to count and count forever. You wouldn't have time to do anything else.
I suppose not. You certainly wouldn't have time to plan a wedding. You know, Ra, weddings could be much simpler. You'd only have one question to ask the two people. Are you happy with one another? That's all. And they would then say yes. And that would be it. They'd be married. Simple.
I'm happy with you, Mara Motswe.
And I'm happy with you, Mr. J.L.B. Metekoni.
That is all that matters, I think.
You're right, Mr. J.L.B. Metekoni. I think you're right.
Number One Ladies Detective Agency was written and dramatized by Alexander McCall-Smith. Mara Motswe was played by Claire Benedict, Mama Kutsi by Nadine Marshall, and Mr. JLB Matakoni by Ben Onwukwe. Mr. Moeti was played by Nyasha Hatendi, Ma Potokwani and the Housekeeper by Janice Akwa, Futi Radifuti by Jude Akuwudike, The Maid by Ajwa Ando, Prudence by Bemisola Ikumelo, Mpo by Beru Tesima, Fortitude Saleo by Obi Abili, and Charlie and the Teacher by Maynard Eziashi. The director was Gaynor McFarlane.